Yisra Tzadikim. So, it's also one of the very few Mishnayos, actually, one of the very few Mishnayos you didn't think of is that deals sort of with a philosophical type of idea. You know, that there's something we don't know about. It's a theological point, and you could possibly aim it from its certain inyanim, but the whole issue with Berubo, it's not something that we have any type of limud from it. Walk upon him. I mean, limud lemaisa. Embiadena, she'ena dover yidu. Embiadena means we don't have a hasaga or tfis in it. Here's embiadena hasaga, that can we have a biyodish as come to Amalek? We might as well have a biyodish. Well, kach kam embiadena hasaga, so is the hover shalos and shalos to tzadikim. The yesh lishol, if they come to brochus, ome beichnan, Gimel Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nitan Loi Bikesh Etish Hashchina Yisrael V'dasan Loi Bikesh Etish Hashchina Masayla V'dasan Loi Bikesh Loi Di Adrocha V'tni Matzarek V'ra L'Rosh HaTayib Loi V'dasan Loi The Gemara says I love it that he won't Tzarek to it unfortunately Gemara Tzarek V'tayib Loi Tzarek Gomo Tzarek V'ra L'Rosh Tzarek Sheni Gomo Rosh V'ra L'Rosh Gomo Rosh HaTayib Loi Rosh Sheni Gomo and so on Adka So V'im Kein Shofa B'yad Dino Shalom Tzarek Yitzvah Tzarekim So we do have a Mahalach What is he saying that there's no Mahalach for it, that we don't have any peace in our saga? We have a Messiah, Moshe Rabbeinu, that was nothing. Yishleima, so you can answer the Yannick of Meir Sfiri, later, go, Amash Shom, we'll figure that Meir, there are Meir, Shtayim, Nassar, Vechad, Leir, Nassar, Leir. So Kubi is going like, Reb Meir, the Shanema, Rechanais, Asha'ochen, Afa, Pishin, Hogun, Rechanti, Zashrach, Vishin, Hogun, Adka. Okay, so, Umikoma, Klem, Kasha, Imbi, Dina, Koma, The term "embiadena" shepirah Rashi shom isa she'ochen asher rachmul of the shor agav sheni kedai adkan. Rashi explains the isa she'ochen means that there are people that are merachmul of the shor agav sheni kedai. So I know why it is that a person is is zeichet to have rachmim noiz in Russia. So I know that the Shabbos or Hashem is that a kashrus is merachal v'shav because they can die. In Cain says b'dinah gam kirush Hashem to merachal v'shav. Or mikomokon gam shem yish lashat yishah shizah. So Reb Meir omar achas lo yishivoy. He says, mineu beis says we have a problem. It says, ach lo yishivoy, lefi yidah shem hashim rachmim v'shav, arei heishiv loy. So lemaiso, he did get an answer. Kosh Baruch Hu said that there's these people that get this rachman, this rishar, this rachman, it's a lefisha. So what does it mean? We don't know. Now we know. V'ner lekasha. Avgav shema Kosh Baruch Hu chanetz ha-shochen, avgav shena hokun, lo yhoye yochol moishe lamed ala siba. Devadei ze eno yitamit rak lefisha. Lo yoda inyan hasha. So the first point that he says is that when Rashi says "Eino l'fisha," so that means there's an ad hoc reason that's nogea b'shaitoy. For instance, let's say you have a yanim. Like a Russia, or Eslas of Hashem, or these in Yanim. So, I can't know, I know that when I say something's an exception to the Klal, I know that's an exception, but I don't know why this particular case. So, whenever we see a Russia who's Beshalva, we know that this is an Hagel Fisha. But I don't know if he shows, but what that Anon Fisher is, I don't have an idea. So I don't really know what it is. That's one Havana of what it means. The Medesh Rabba, the Hanoisi, the Hanoisi Shah, Oitza Shahelak and Shbahu, Oitza Shamat Naschina. So ואי זה שם מי, ואי משם גד יסיימי, וכן הכל איצה ואיצה. ואחר כך לא איצה גודל. אומר האיצה זה שם מי, אומר מי שיש לו, אני נעשה למי שלוי. ומי שאין לו, אני נעשה לחינם. שנאמר לך נעשה שאוכי. ומי שנבק יש לו אוכי. ויחנת את השרחם, איצה שנבק שרחם עד כאן. ויש לי תמיה. לא מועצה שמה תפתינו, מייסי גם שי צרס. It says this was the big oitza. V'chi noisin yoisa v'chira v'mishoisa b'shul tzcharoi. I mean, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give more people, does he give more for free than he gives out for tzchar? L'chor, it's the other way around. It's tzchar is the main one, and there's exceptions occasionally that you give it, but to make that the exception is it bigger than the thing itself is hard to believe. Al apirish, ke oitza chinam or oitza shal yugbal, ke oitza shal yisa mitzvah to mugbal, ne shal yisa mitzvah se mu'ot, ke legad yisa mu'otim. Al achinam, sha enzo shal maisam kalvak, ta shem is brought about, mitzvah se gadol. So the first thing he says is that the musig of gvulois, the musig that there is some sort of gvul, for the asiya for schar is shayach to the world of din. Masha enkein where there's in the oitza of matas chinam, since it's not shayach to the malchim of din, it's big. In other words, it doesn't have gvulas to it mitzad its nature. Let's say I have a store and I sell a place bathrobes or shirts that have different sizes. So how many sizes I order, it depends on each one, how many people wear this size, this size, this size, this size, and so on. Let's say I also have a model that is a one size fits all. So the one size fits all model theoretically doesn't have any gvulas. I mean, it has how many people there are, the klal that they'll buy. But we're not magdalit because the gvul of size doesn't exist to it. So how many of it, it doesn't have the same limitations the other one has. So in the mahalchim of mishpat, there certainly are gvulas, and I can't say that this oitz does not have gvulas. It has gvulas. Masha'in came when I deal with the matas chinam. Over there is the etzer no gvul, and so that's why it's called an oitzer gadol. That's one. And the second knach is void. Me'achas shuvikar Hashem is bar bovad le'mitzara mekabel v'toyish Hashem is bar gadol mo'id v'neishu tuvoy hu gadol v'kach oitzer ze gadol. A second one, which is not dissimilar from the first one, is the mahalchim of mishpat are shayach to the people who get it, and therefore, since bali guf are all mugdalim, and their ability to be koilet and the ability to take in, is limited. So there's just so many mitzvahs they can do. Mitzidam, there's just so much. So that's always smaller. Mitzara Kadosh Baruch Hu, since Chesed comes out of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's bleakful. Umitam ze lo yochel Moshe lamed alav. Ki hadover shu mitzar Hashem yisbarach kosher midal ze, shu teila ba mitzvah sasagosi yisbarach. So he says the following knach. Something that fits in, to be oimid on something means that I have an ability to be deficit within my kalim. So if let's say so when I come to some phenomena that shayach to the same mitzias I'm shayach to, then I can have a klita and a tfisa in its mechanics and how it works. If something works through Mahalchim that are very different, it's better not of this world, then I'm not going to be able to be coiled and understand it. So the person, the Midas HaChesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas HaMishpat is part of this world's Metzias, because Mishpat is this world's Metzias, and in other words, what you can, what you can't, and what consequences, and so on. So therefore, it's shayach that Moshe would have a tefis in it. Anything past that, you can't be tefis it, and the etzim, and get a handle on it, because it's better not shayach to your Metzias. So, in yonim that kam mitzad midoysev yisbarach, we don't have a tefis in it, because it's midoysev yisbarach, and therefore we're out of the picture. Masha ein kein in yonim that come mitzad us, we definitely have a tefis in it, and that much could be on it. So he says, umikomokim kosher, I want to maybe add another knage to this, and that kedai to be to understand. The going back to a little bit, I guess, before even the first Mahalach, when he says that in the Shah we don't have any Tfisa Havana, the Vadei Dama Zayin Tam Interact with his Shah, and so on. So he says, the pshat we gave before is the pashta pshat, that you can't be taifis, things that there are exceptions to the rules. Each time it's an exception, you cause its exception. I think there's another knage here, a deeper knage, the following. When something is permanent, it means that it has a mahalach. And a person's tfisa works on understanding mahalachim. Lemashal, if I ask you, do you understand the car? So one guy says, well, I know people go in and they drive off with it. So that's not a thesis in the car. I mean, yes, I see the car, and I know, I can tell you how it works. You get in, you turn something, and it goes. But the real thesis of a car is understanding how the parts work and so on. By definition, anything that is a mahalach that works the same way under any circumstances, that any time and place and so on, is something which is part of this world be'etzim, and seichel can be taifis. So, mehalcha seichel deal well with anything that's permanent. So, if I'm to ask you, how does this thing work, I'm going to explain it in the light of permanent physical hanhagis. I can't I can explain anything that has that mahalach to it, and the laws of nature, which is really the kalim with which I understand things, are all permanent parts of the bria. So I've identified laws of physics. Laws of physics are called laws because they are always true, and anything that I'm able to screw into those laws and plug into it, those are phenomena that I'm now taifas. I understand. I understand how this fits into the mahalchim. Anything that happens in a whim is very, very difficult. Then it means anything that happens sometimes means it's not fitting into any of the klolim of the bria, and therefore I can't have a tefisa either in it. It's somebody who's very rational, and I'm bargaining with him. I can think and say, aha, he, Mustam, is trying to get this business. He he's going about by doing it this way, that way, the other way. Because there's a rational process there, I can have a peace as well. But if a person is a meshuggahhead, they never know what's going to be next. Then by definition, we say you never know what's going to be next. There's no thesis of das or seichel in it. So he says, so that's why things that are temporary means they don't belong to the mahalchim of Teva, and the middle there's no tefisa, because our tefisa only works by, when we're tefisa something, what we're doing is we are clicking it into, we're plugging into those permanent amitias that are in our mind. So you have a framework of understanding and of things that we feel this is the mitzvah, and into that mitzvah I plug things into it. Something that happens sometimes on Zap is not a chelik of Teva. And the Melu, how am I going to be tefis it? What do I associate it with? The aleph of scientific, to call something a scientific fact means that it's repeatable any place in the world. If I time it that this chemical causes this chemical to explode, whatever it is, if I'm making a statement of nature, then any laboratory should be able to do it by doing the same thing I'm doing. And if for some laboratories it happens on that, then it's not a law of nature, something else is working. And therefore, these mahalchim of chesed, since they come into this world not on a kavurik plane, but depending on occasion, by the very fact that something happens occasionally, tells me it's not a law of nature we're talking about. That's one of the hokim. Okay, next. Umi komu kinkoshim hashom ha'im b'deinim yisur tzadikim, shabari yisur tzigul yirim kashay tzadik komu, before shkiris ha'asam. B'nir yisur So it has a reason. It's something that we understand as being Yisroel Shalava. That would be fine and well if the tzaddikim wanted it. But the Gemara says over here, "Cholash olga v'chanina l'chavina surah v'leihem l'ischaran." That chibav cholash olga v'rebichna l'chavina surah v'leihem l'ischaran. Atkan. Shemizet pirah kikoshim sof tzadika amra Hashem sha'av lai l'ischaran. So yes, the Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that it's behind l'ischaran, but the tzadikim are not keen on it. L'chach ama ein b'yadein loy mishal tzayik v'shamaynu kaf moish liyad shal tzishoyim. ואף יסור צדיקים בידינו, כך אומר, דאף אגב דאנו יוידים יסור צדיקים. מכל כך יש יסור של אב, ובויס יסור אינו יוידים. כי אם שצר יקום להם לזכורן, וזה הם בידינו. So even though we know and we can identify it, but since we can't relate to the Shirish, then we don't understand it. So when we say לא יהיינו לזכורן, we're making a very strong statement. And b'meila, I can't say that this is certain that come on the person. I can't say that this is something that should be rooted in the tzaddik. I understand maybe a purpose that Kadosh Baruch Hu bring it on him. But it's not something that I can be able to say that it's not the tzaddik, this is a good thing. He doesn't want it. The tzaddik doesn't want it. V'oydir alayma. So he's saying another pathway of looking at the Mishnah is that we can't brand a person a Rosh Hashanah based on Yisurim and so on. I mean, אם בידי משל שלא סוצי, כי יש צריך אבן צדקה בשושה מערך בשושה, וסיכר אין עצמו על זה כלל. ואם בידי מקום מצלוים יש לך כוחנו עצמו תל לזה שאת עשינו. We have to believe it never. וזה לא שאין בידינו, כלומר שאין לו ורצננו. רק הכוחנו, ולכך לא יגזר מייסר ראש השוט טוב לעשות כמיו. So this is something that we don't understand it, but we believe it. And you know, that's the knowledge that something like that exists, even whether or not it's something that makes sense to us. So any time a person enters into doing something that he doesn't understand or counter understands, that's a form of al-kocher. It's going against the person's own reasoning and so on. The issue first, aim your day to Kamashamor. It's not something that that is common, or it's not, it doesn't exist often. Avagav Shidua, we know that there is such a thing. Mikoma claim, and you do a Ezecheta Sasaj Kochi Resort, Bezimitza Sarosha Kochi Mishalva Taiba. Is it not? So Emidena means we don't have any type of Havan and Tfisa. What is the step, next step? So since we know that it's a problem because of various mitzvahs, we don't have and we don't know what it is. So we see it in a very similar situation, that Tariq goes here, the Rosh goes here, but something we don't have in our tefillah and so on. Even though we don't have, even though it seems counter what we think it should be, and this we're not talking about, we're not even talking about over here about something a Kosh Baruch Hu brings as much as we bring it upon us. So the also would mean it's something that we can't figure out exactly what it is. This is over here, this is the clue here that we don't have the exact point as to why it is and so on. So that's true of all mahalchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, that we don't have exactly why it is and so on. In the chiv to believe a tzurtam poly, the chiv is to believe that there is a mahalak. To look for causes is not something that we do or we need to do, and the meila, that's not the gear. It is, however, the one thing that is correct is it's very frustrating. Since a person is meant to understand, and that's a person's mahalach, and a person feels he's shaylet, and I think that's the word ein b'yadeinu. Anything that's b'yadcha means you're shaylet on it. Like b'yadcha nesatim. It's something which we have in our domain where we overpower it. So things that I know and I understand, the minute I understand how electricity works, I'm the master of it. The minute I understand anything, I'm the master of it. To have to be to live when I don't know what they are, to live with that knowledge, then it doesn't give me the mastery over the situation. The envy of Dano means I don't have any ability to do anything. I don't have any ability at all to do it, to say to do, because Lemaisa, I don't know what the points are, why, which are they aware, which missions are, and so forth. Okay, any questions?
That's good. That's good.
Okay, so the next one.